All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us the same number. You know, I want to go back to Mike and what Mike had to say, because, look, I get it. This is not that, you know, any individual and what they did, but collectively, the sheer numbers of people who did what it was they did, and they many did the right thing as far as being vaccinated, but there are many others who were not, and who traveled also. But here's the point I'm trying to make. And Mike was talking about, well, the Republicans and talk radio. I'm not to hell with them. I know how foolish they can be, and their listeners, how foolish they can be. And so they'll have someone over the airways say to them, your kids should be in school. We don't care what kind of virus is moving through it, because it hurts your kids to be out of school. And the more they're out of school, the more you're hurting them. Never mind if they have some kind of virus there, because it's not going to hurt them too much. They'll get over it. Well, okay. I understand that. I've listened to conservative talk radio. I know the insanity that they spew, and people who will risk their own children to follow the path of some lunatic who isn't concerned about what's in the best interest of anybody other than to do some radio, mm-hmm. you know, while his own children he's protecting, but he'll sell those listeners' children down the river. What I'm saying is that we don't know now how long the district is saying we're going to try to get them back to school by the 10th. Well, the chances of that happening, the same thing they said in Madison. We're going to try to get them back by the 10th. Well, that's, you know, 6 days from now.
What? Are we out again by the 20th? That's the cycle we're caught in right now.
The virus is running rampant now. And it's not going to say, well, we're going to put the genie back in the bottle, because we got to get Milwaukee Public Schools and Madison Public Schools, got to get those kids back in school, so the virus is all of a sudden going to slow down, mm-hmm. because the kids should be back in school. Not going to happen.
And I just wish we could look at this through a lens of these. Our systems aren't capable of supporting these changes. We're seeing school systems break down. Staffing shortages, same at hospitals and care centers. That's what's being highlighted here, is our inability to actually deal with this. So it seems like the alternative is to go about your day, which that is troubling to me.
Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, first up, we've got Catherine from Poinette.
Hey, Catherine, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say that we just came back from our vet who told us that his wife has a herd of 800 cows and they can't get any ivermectin for them.
Ooh.
And it never occurred to me what an influence this could have on the dairy industry, but yeah. He can't, and he's a vet. He can't get it.
No, because people are taking ivermectin.
Right, and they're not.
Yeah, no, that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, we're seeing these domino effects all over the country, all facets of life. Yes.
You know, that is, you know, even Aaron Rodgers was on television, the great Aaron Rodgers, talking about he's taking ivermectin. You know, yeah. and on and on and on, and the animals who it was created for, the animals who we are going to need the milk from the cows. If the cows aren't there, the price of milk is going to go through the roof. The price of meat is already through the roof. I mean, you know, what do you say?
I don't know.
That's an excellent point, though, Catherine. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Catherine, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Who do we have up next, Evan?
We've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? What's happening?
It's it's sad. I mean, Catherine's call is kind of, well, that makes sense. I mean, that that's what's going to happen now is that, the industry where they actually need that medicine is going to not get it because, that people are being foolish and taking medicine that's not meant for them. It's meant for animals. And
first thing happened with hydroxychloroquine. People with lupus.
Because somebody said it and not a scientist.
And I'm proud of myself. I just made a call to Ron Johnson's office, while I was listening to you. And I didn't curse this time. I didn't swear. I just said, that just told him how foolish he was, and he probably killed people by what he said. And
take Listerine. Listerine.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, saying vaccines aren't, are not necessary kind of stuff, and that's just ridiculous because polio and smallpox got eliminated because we had vaccines, as well as other diseases as well that used to run rampant, like measles. I mean, but it's just, I didn't swear at him this time, but I did say, that I hope his dreams are haunted by all the gods, all the curses of the Greek gods, and may Nemesis be pursuing him through his, the Greek god of divine justice be pursuing him through his sleep. I mean, that's what his dreams consist of, but I mean that, I'll just hang up on me anyway, probably, when they listen to the message.
Hey, Mark, hang on a second, because this is the second subject that I wanted to talk about. Now that I'm heard in Milwaukee, my hometown, I wanted to know, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark, why is it that across the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee and the people of Milwaukee are so hated, are so vilified by other people across the state of Wisconsin, the economic engine of the entire state, and yet all across this state, people vilify the city of Milwaukee and act as though Milwaukee is not a part of this state. Can you or anybody else in the listening audience give me a rationale for why that is?
I don't get it myself. I mean that I'm
but you do know what I'm saying is true.
I know you what you're saying is true. I don't understand it myself. I didn't hate when I was growing up in far northern Wisconsin, I didn't hate the southern part of the state. It's just a real shame that, I mean, we're all supposed to be Wisconsinites together. I mean, that
and it's not just the southern part of the state, it is Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, Milwaukee is legendary. I mean, that or should be legendary. It's one of the one of the driving engines of the state. It's been a driving engine of the state for 100 over 100 years. It is just sad, and I don't know what's to be done about it because we have, that Republicans that have vilified Milwaukee, but then used it to their own advantage. Scott Walker, I mean, that, if he hated Milwaukee so much, he shouldn't have lived there and been county executive there. That
So all over this state, from the northernmost tip to the southern lowest tip, the city of Milwaukee is vilified. And I'd like to know why. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Susan from her car. She heeded the call.
Hey, Susan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What is it about?
Well, my family grew up, my parents were from Milwaukee. That's where we went down there. And I love the city of Milwaukee, but I think people listen to too much news and they talk about crime and they think that crime is equates to Milwaukee. And to me, that's what it's coming from, not from any other thing. It's just people have decided that most of the criminals are in Milwaukee, which is not true, but and that it could be a racial thing as well. I'm guessing that's a big part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't speak for other people, but I love Milwaukee. My parents you know, grew, they were born and raised in Milwaukee on the South Side, and yep. So
you know, Susan, you hit on a couple things. The fact that people believe that there are nothing but criminals in Milwaukee, and that Milwaukee is you know, a dangerous place for people, especially white people, to come to, and nothing could be further from the truth. Because if they really feel that way, why are they at all the Brewer games and all the Buck games?
Right.
And when we had and when we had the circus parade, they were here. And when we have the flyover and, you know, the big ships down at the lakefront, they're here. You can't get, when Summerfest is going on, they're here. When State Fair is going on, they're here. So what is it? If the fear is from crime, why don't they fear crime when entertainment is entered into the equation? So it's got to be the other thing that you said. That's got to be what it is. And the fear that people have, I can't tell you how many times a white person has come into the city of Milwaukee and was, you know, killed. This the killing is one another.
Mm-hmm.
So in the way society is set up, the majority of the people who kill whites are whites. The majority of the people who kill blacks are blacks. The majority of the people who kill Latinos are Latinos.
How else are we supposed to, you know, ignore certain segments of the population? You know, black on black crime has a flavor to it. There's a lot in those words, you know, and it's
yeah. But as I just stated,
yeah.
That, you know, there's white on white crime.
No, that exactly.
The crime that whites perpetrate is basically on one another,
mm-hmm.
because that's who they live with. Same thing with blacks. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Join the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.